This is Walker Kessler, and it's time for Jazz Game Rewind.
The Jazz came in winning their last two ball games and looked to extend it to three against a Blazer squad that was without Damian Lillard. But it would be Anfernee Simons who would carry them to a 116-111 win with his 45 points. I'm Dominic Archer, and it's time for your Jazz Game Rewind. Simons made his presence felt early and often as he scored 23 points in the first quarter.
Simons walks into a three the other way. Simons, 21 in the quarter. Simons working the right side. Guarded by Markkanen, gets to the lane, switches right to left, loops it up and in at the horn.
Despite Simons' early dominance, the Jazz would keep it tight for most of the first.
Markkanen, left corner three is good. Vando, unguarded, right corner three, good. Markkanen flares to the corner, shoots the three, hits. Oh my. Walker, he cocks it behind his head, brings it through with two hands and hammers. Clarkson, he drives, gets to the window, lays it up and in.
But the Jazz could not make ground in the second as they went into the half down nine. And no answer for Simons, as he would score 10 points in the second.
Here's Simons, comes off a Nurkic pick, open, jumper left side is good. 33 for Simons on 12 of 15 shooting.
However, there were signs the Jazz could be poised to make a comeback as they found contributions up and down the bench.
Linick, he breaks the 45, gets in the paint, stops, steps through and lays it up and in. Horton Tucker driving on Simons, kicks to Vando, unguarded three again, and he hits again. Bullets it down low to Kessler, catches it above Grant and lays it up and in.
The Jazz needed answers down by nine, and then they found a winning formula. The Jazz would storm back and make this a game again. We head to the third quarter with the Jazz down eight. Here's David Locke and Ron Boone with the call.
71-63. Olynyk penetrates to the left hand, fakes the pass, gets hit by Nurkic, draws contact. Down low, Watford misses the two-footer. Tip follow, no. Olynyk and Markkanen knock it out of his hands. He had a bunny. Jazz are back within seven. Markkanen trailing, rotates to Vando. He's three for three from three. Nurkic turns his back on him again. Vando buries it again. The disrespect from Nurkic and Vando is just living off of it. Chauncey Billups takes a timeout. Jared Vanderbilt has more threes tonight than he had in his entire career coming into the season. Lowry Markkanen, our hot player of the night for the Jazz, as Jeremy Grant misses a three, but an offensive rebound for the Blazers. Hot Grant fires up another one, misses again. Nurkic offensive rebound. Powers through Olynyk and a foul on Olynyk. Lowry Markkanen has 13. Jared Vanderbilt's now your leading scorer with 14. 11 for Olynyk and 11 for Sexton. Blazers 71, Jazz 67. Jazz are on a 13-2 run if you go back to about a minute three left in the second quarter. So the Jazz have worked their way back. They trailed by as many as 15. Nurkic bricks the first free throw. Missed both free throws. Nurkic is such a tough guard because he sets the pick and then he pops and rolls about the same amount of time, which makes it very hard to switch and do things defensively. Markkanen at the top, holding a pivot foot on the black Jazz note. Hands to Clarkson on a curl. Gets in the paint, flares back to Markkanen. Guarded by the smaller Simons. He bumps, he backs, he works. A turnaround fadeaway jumper too hard off the handle. Long rebound grabbed by Watford of the Blazers. Here comes Winslow on the push. Olynyk is back, hands to Nurkic. He puts a shoulder into Olynyk. Olynyk goes down, wanting the call, doesn't get it. Nurkic gets the layup. Blazers back up by six. Sexton far side, does not have an assist in 15 minutes. Works the right side, might be a zone defense, can't tell, doesn't look like it. Jazz just spaced. Clarkson drives at Watford, takes the right hand, rises up over the defense, floats it in from 3 feet out. Clarkson's been quiet, but you know that that lighter fluid can flame on at any moment. He's 3 of 8 tonight. 73-69, Jazz won two in a row, Blazers have won 7 of 8. Here's Simons, floater, got it, 35 for Anfernee Simons.
Yeah, that middle pick and roll, I mean, that is a great play for him, especially with Nurkic setting the pick.
Zone defense, Jazz working around to Sexton from the top. His three is perfect. 75-72. Jazz are just whittling and whittling and whittling and whittling down from being down by 15. Here's Simons. Sexton in on his body, as Lamar Skeeter told us at halftime. They get a switch, Vando on him, and a pass down low. Sexton holding Grant on the switch. Blazers are 1-5 without Lillard. Jazz are 2-5 without Conley. Here's Simons driving down low to Nurkic off his left hand and loose. Picked up by Vando on the run. Big steps to the rack. Mother, may I have a layup? Jazz back within 175-74. and Vando's got 16. Simons, between the legs, calmly, slowly, driving on Markin. High right-hand dribble in the lane. Floater, good. 37 on 20 shot attempts. Offensive foul on Markin, shucking the defender. 77-74, Simons again, Jazz switch, Markin defending, pull up, stop and pop, no good. Rebound comes down to Clarkson. Jazz down three. We've only had two ties and eight lead changes, they all happened early. Clarkson meanders into the paint, now drives, out to Vando, bobbles. They guard him this time. Vando drives to the rack, scoops to Olynyk, reverse side layup, good. Third assist of the night for Jared Vanderbilt, who has a career-high four threes. 77-76, Jazz within one. Simons in the lane, cut off by Olynyk. Keeps the dribble alive, scoops and scores. 39 for Anthony Simons. Beginning to feel an awful lot like the night Dame Lillard set the Blazer record for points against the Jazz 5 years ago. Top Olynyk. Kelly, chest it to Markkanen. Quick release three, right side is perfect. Man, he is throwing darts. Tied at 79, whittling away, one at a time. Sexton now picks up Simons, 94 feet. Stays tethered to him, his right hand on his left hip as Simons comes off a left-hand dribble. Markkanen switches to Simons, 9 on the clock. Simons loses the dribble. Markkanen has it. Markkanen puts it on the deck. Here comes Lowry to the rack. Big step, fouled, he can't finish, but he's going to the line. Lowry at the line to give the Jazz the first lead since the first quarter. Got it. Markkanen makes both free throws. Jazz lead at 81-79.
While the Jazz were able to win the third and take the lead after being down by as many as 15, they would lose momentum and see their lead disappear. The Jazz have a couple of days to regroup and reload as they get ready to take on the Golden State Warriors December 7th at 7 p.m. at home in Vivint Arena. Make sure to get your tickets at utahjazz.com. And as always, Jazz fans, go Jazz!